The unions say Congress hasn't done enough to protect Americans from lead-laced toys and other potentially harmful products sent from China and other countries. A bill called the Food and Product Responsibility Act would put more requirements on the producing companies and the importers. The United Steelworkers Union and other labor groups lobbied for the bill in the home office lobbies of several Wisconsin House members. At Representative James Sensenbrenner's office in Brookfield, steelworker Mike Strand told the lawmaker's office staff that Sensenbrenner should co-sponsor the measure to help U.S. families.
Far too often, toxic toys and other cheap goods come in from countries like China. Mm-hmm. Far too often, Americans and their families pay the price. Mm-hmm. We're losing jobs to countries like China. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, what we get in return is toys with lead in them.
Strand says the Food and Product Responsibility Act would have more teeth than a consumer safety bill Sensenbrenner and the House passed 407-0 last month. But Representative Sensenbrenner says the new measure has too many requirements like insurance and a fund to cover the cost of recalls.
What it does is it just adds to the cost of doing business in the United States. And that's inflationary because the consumers pay for the price of this insurance in the end. I think we have to do some more regulation to make sure that what is imported is as safe as possible.
Sensenbrenner says labor unions are pressuring Republicans about the new food and product bill and going easy on Democrats. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.